Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. A presidential vote in Chad on Monday is expected to cement Mohamed Idriss Deby's grip on power following 2 years of rule after his father's death. Critics say the poll is a facade to legitimize Deby's rule and will not reflect the wishes of voters. According to climate scientists, the April heat wave led to a surge of excess deaths in Bamako's Gabriel Touré Hospital. Thousands others are likely victims across the region, the climate scientists added. Officials from the governments of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Abu Mohammed says he's concerned about the health of his children as domestic waste piles up at a makeshift dump in Gaza, located less than 500 feet from his home. Olivia Zolino from Reuters reports.
With the conflict between Israel and Hamas now in its seventh month, domestic waste has been piling up. Some municipalities have been left with little choice but to find new dumping grounds. Mohammed says the dump's proximity to his home has him worrying about the health of his family.
This street was completely empty. We did not suffer like this before. The municipality used to be active, but after the war and the aggression that occurred, it ceased its operations.
Aid agencies warned in February that the majority of people had no access to clean drinking water and that sanitation services were wholly ineffective, with none of Gaza's wastewater treatment systems working.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. Afghanistan's diplomat in India, who was appointed before the Taliban seized power in 2021 and says she was the only woman in the country's diplomatic service, has resigned. Zakia Wardak, the Afghan consul general for Mumbai, announced her resignation on her official account on the social media platform X on Saturday after Indian media reported last week that she was briefly detained at the city's airport on allegations of smuggling 25 bricks of gold. In a statement, Wardak made no mention of her reported detention or gold smuggling allegations, but said that as the only woman in Afghanistan's diplomatic apparatus, she had faced, quote, waves of organized attacks aimed at destroying me. The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.